Men at Arms by Terry Pratchett, read by Nigel Planer. Corporal Carrot, Ankh-Morpork City Guard, Night Watch, sat down in his nightshirt, took up his pencil, sucked the end for a moment, and then wrote, "Dearest Mum and Dad, well, here is another fine turn-up for the books, for I have been made corporal. It means another $5 a month, plus also I have a new jerkin with 2 stripes upon it as well, and a new copper badge. It is a great responsibility. This is all because we have got new recruits, because the patrician, who, as I have formerly vouchsafed, is the ruler of the city, has agreed the watch must reflect the ethnic make-up of the city." Carrot paused for a moment and stared out of the small dusty bedroom window at the early evening sunlight sidling across the river. Then he bent over the paper again. "Which I do not fully understand, but must have something to do with the dwarf Grabpot Thundergust's cosmetic factory. Also, Captain Vimes, of who I have often written to you of, is leaving the watch to get married and become a fine gentleman, and I'm sure we wish him all the best. He taught me all I know, apart from the things I taught myself. We are clubbing together to get him a surprise present. I thought one of those new watches that don't need demons to make them go, and we could inscribe on the back something like, 'A watch from your old friends in the watch.' This is a pun, or play on words. We do not know who will be the new captain. Sergeant Colon says he will resign if it's him. Corporal Nobbs..." Carrot stared out of the window again, his big, honest forehead wrinkled with effort as he tried to think of something positive to say about Corporal Nobbs. "Is more suited in his current role, and I have not been in the watch long enough, so we shall just have to wait and see." It began, as many things do, with a death and a burial on a spring morning, with mist on the ground so thick that it poured into the grave and the coffin was lowered into a cloud. A small greyish mongrel, host to so many assorted doggy diseases that it was surrounded by a cloud of dust, watched impassively from the mound of earth. Various elderly female relatives cried, but Edward D'Eth didn't cry for 3 reasons. He was the eldest son, the 37th Lord D'Eth, and it was not done for a D'Eth to cry. He was, just, the diploma still had the crackle in it, an assassin, and assassins didn't cry at a death, otherwise they'd never be stopping, and he was angry. In fact, he was enraged. Enraged at having to borrow money for this poor funeral, enraged at the weather, at this common cemetery, at the way the background noise of the city didn't change in any way, even on such an occasion as this, enraged at history. It was never meant to be like this. It shouldn't have been like this. He looked across the river to the brooding bulk of the palace, and his anger screwed itself up and became a lens. Edward had been sent to the Assassins' Guild because they had the best school for those whose social rank is rather higher than their intelligence. If he'd been trained as a fool, he'd have invented satire and made dangerous jokes about the patrician. If he'd been trained as a thief, but no gentleman would dream of being trained as a thief, he'd have broken into the palace and stolen something very valuable from the patrician. However, he'd been sent to the Assassins. That afternoon, he sold what remained of the D'Eth estates and enrolled again at the Guild School for the postgraduate course. He got full marks,